Skeptics can't put this fire out.
No.
The world can't put this fire out.
You're right.
Ooh, but God set this fire aflame, brother Daniel. Amen. And he said, let it forever burn.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God, catch on fire, church. You need a fire burning in your life. How can I get to victory over sin? How can I get sanctified? Some of you still need to be in these altars praying for sanctification. How can I get sanctified and get that tug and that pull of the world completely out of my heart? I'll tell you how you get it. You get the fire of God, and it'll burn the world out. I said it'll burn the world out. You need the fire of the Lord upon the altar. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I love this. In the hallelujah. Let me find out. I can't remember if it's 12 or 16. Hallelujah. If I can find it real quick. Lord, help me. Amen. Amen. Six. I done lost it. Amen. Let me read this and see if this is one I need. But anyway, amen. God told them. Woo, it's later on, but I forgot to write it down. But you can study a few chapters out of that. God told them, amen, said, great God, you can carry that fire.
Yeah.
He said, get those hot coals of fire and put them in a censer. Amen. And burn incense upon that fire and let that incense flow up to me. Hallelujah. Did you know this fire can be carried?
Hallelujah. Yes,
carry that fire everywhere you go. Your family needs to see the fire of God. Hey, come on. Them people down on the job, Brother Chris, they need to see the fire of God.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. They don't need a strange fire. Amen. But they need to see the true fire of God. Oh, yes. Amen. God got upset. Amen. When a Nadab and Abihu brought in strange fire. Amen. Because God said the only thing he would accept, amen, was that which came from him. Even now, I'm going somewhere with this. The only thing God would accept is that which came from him. Amen. He won't take the world's version of fire. Come on. And I know I've been on this. I'm going to weld it while she's hot. Amen. The world ain't going to, God ain't going to accept this new fame, this new fad. Amen. Way of worship. Where you get some small growers and blow some smoke, amen, and fog up in a dark dungeon church while they're up there with their long-haired hippies banging and jumping up and down, amen, with a bunch of strange fire. Hey, I come to tell you, it stinks in the nostrils of God. And God said, you need to have real fire.
Real, Lord.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Woo! Real, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Girl, see the picture. I'll just say it. I wouldn't name the group. Somebody, I think it was a girl. So, Michelle, seen a picture of a group that I particularly like to hear them sing. I really do. I think they're great singers. Man, they look rough. Is it hear me?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, sir.
They look rough.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Real rough.
Amen. Oh.
If you took some of that gold hanging off of them, might be able to make you a small calf. Amen. Oh, God. Woo! Rough looking. Amen. Oh, God, where's the church world going, Brother Daniel? Where's the preachers at in this day that'll cry out the Spirit of God? Amen. And tell us, great God, that there's still some beautiful things that God adores.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Fire came from God, and God said, that's the only fire I'll accept as my fire. You bring that saints fire from out of this temple, and I didn't start. I'm going to lick up my fire and consume it. Amen. Nadab and Abihu. And the Bible said a few verses down there, amen, that Aaron the priest kept silent. Aaron didn't even open his mouth up because he knew the thing displeased God.
He knew it.
His two sons were laying there dead. Amen. And Aaron never opened his mouth because he knew, amen, that they trespassed the word of God.
Yep.
Amen.
And the reason why we've got such a worldly way of worship today is because the fire does not lick folks and kill them right there on the spot.
Right.
Amen.
Yep. Right. That's right.
If the fire don't come from God, God don't want it.
Right.
Did you know that's why we offer up tithe and offerings to the Lord?
Did you know that?
Yeah.
That's your way, Lord.
Because it came from God.
Yes, it did.
Woo!
Yes, it did.
Everything I own, Brother Daniel, came from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And if I take a tenth and take it back and offer it back up to him and give it to him for an offering and a praise, it pleases the Lord because he gave it to me to start with.
That's right.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, God in heaven.
Come on.
Amen. I said it pleases the Lord because he gave it to me to start with. 100% of it's God's. Whatever bit of it's the Lord's. I can change the times. I said, oh God, amen, I'd be dried up and in a poorhouse tomorrow if it had not been for your mercy. Can you raise your hand and thank the Lord for his mercy? Thank the Lord for his grace. Thank the Lord for his blessings. He's been good to you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise God.
And they brought in the tenth, which is called a tithe. Amen. I don't even have time to preach on all the forms of giving. But did you know, according to the Bible, there's three forms of giving?
Bless you, Lord.
Tithe,
yep.
An offering, and an alms.
Yeah.
Bless you, Lord.
I don't have time to get into all this. It's to give you some food for thought. You can go home and look at some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what a tithe was for? A tithe was to support the priesthood, the preacher.
Right.
Amen. I can read to you in the book of Exodus. Amen. I want you to jot some of this down and go look at it. Exodus chapter number 25. Amen. The Bible said God spoke to Moses and said, build me a tabernacle. Amen. I want you to build a tabernacle. And he said, and you take up an offering from the children of Israel. Great God. Amen. And they built, great God, the house of God, if you will, out of offerings that they offered up unto the Lord. Hey God, amen. We're tickled to death and happy today just to get a tithe from folks. But not only did they give a tithe, but they give an offering, and they built the house of the Lord. Amen. And chapter number 25 of the book of Exodus, amen, we find, hey God, how that God began to tell them how he wanted it built, what he wanted it built with, how he wanted it built, and all the materials. Hey God, I want to read you this. This is good. Woo! Hallelujah. And by chapter number 35, 10 chapters later, amen, verse number 20, and the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and they came, everyone whose heart was stirred, amen, stirred him up, and everyone whose spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing hearted, and brought, and named all the things they brought. And let's get over to chapter 36, verse number 5. And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. Amen. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work, amen, for an offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was much sufficient for all the work, amen, to make it, and too much. Great God, what God was saying is, amen, that those people gained so much, amen, that Moses had to restrain them from giving an offering unto the Lord for the building of the sanctuary. Hey, amen, what are you saying, Brother Jason? It pleases God. It's a beautiful people of a willing heart that gave what they had and gave it to God and said, I want to build his house. I want to do everything in my power for the work of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And then there's alms.
Yeah.
I don't have time to get into that. What's it on, Brother Jason? Amen. It's an offering that was taken up. Amen. To give to the poor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there's your 5-minute sermonette on how the Bible teaches on giving. Amen. Great God. But any way you slice it or dice it, it's beautiful.
Right.
In the eyes of the Lord.
Praise God.
Woo.
Thank
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whoa. Hallelujah. Oh, I've been taught now through the years to give. Tony's already left my Uncle Larry, one of the givingest fellows I've ever seen in my life. He would give you the shirt off his back. He has done it. He brought a fella home one time hitchhiking. Can't do this nowadays. He brought that old fella home, took him to his house, let him get a bath and a shower, and gave him clothes out of his closet. And his hair's all long and bushy. He said, "Hey, buddy," that's the way my uncle is. His hair's all long and bushy. He said, "Hey, buddy, you need a haircut. You want a haircut?" And he cut his hair for him. Amen. That's the way my Uncle Larry is. And he taught me how to give. Amen.
Come on.
And he taught me to give to God. Amen. You know the most important thing that anybody's ever taught me? Yeah, there's a lot of important things. But in the financial realm is what my Uncle Larry taught me from just a young age. Great God. Amen. When the Lord blesses the son, if he gives you $20, you take two of it and you give back to him right off the top. That's the Lord's. Right off the top, that's the Lord's. It's beautiful in his eyes. Down there in the temple in Jesus' day, the doctors and the lawyers were given, and there was a little widow woman who gave two little mites. Great God. And Jesus said she gave more than y'all. What was he saying? It was a beautiful thing in the eyes of the Lord to watch that woman give everything she had.
All right.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
You already got done before me tonight.
Come on. Good.
Hallelujah. Mother George, Sister Martin, heard me talk a lot about it. She taught me how to give, too.
Sure did. Yes, she did.
Mother Tommy, I reckon that she was probably the givingest person that I've ever known.
Yeah.
With the meagerest means that she had.
Sure was. Sure was.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Tom, she raised them three kids. She had a drunk for a husband.
Yeah.
And she raised them three kids, cleaning houses for people, Brother George.
Yeah.
And she worked, Sister Missy, till she was 70-something years old. Worked her fingers to the bone, Sister Christina, working. And I can tell you, because I'm her pastor, and I knew, amen. My, you talking about a giver, that woman.
Oh, yeah.
Sure was.
Oh, God.
Holy God.
When I was in transition, I quit my job, Brother George. That was a stressful time in my life, and I quit St. Mary's Hospital, making good money, good insurance, and all that stuff. And Sister Barb was in my life at that period of my life to teach me what was important in life. And she said, Brother Jason, you put God first, and you do this, and you do this, and God will make a way.
Right.
Hey, she knew we was nervous. She knew we was in a transition period in our life and in our ministry. Amen, Brother Daniel. She started bringing us them old coupons out of the Sunday paper. She cleaned for all them old folks. And they'd all save the papers for her and give her all the coupons out of the Sunday paper. And she taught me and Michelle had a coupon, and I guess we bought toothpaste, mouthwash, I don't know what all, soap. Amen. We don't hardly buy nothing like that for a long time.
Yeah.
Hey, and then finally I told her, I said, Sister Barb, we got more, amen, stuff than we can even got room to store up in the house. I appreciate she teaching us. And she said, go get it anyway and give it away. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Go get it anyway and give it away.
Come on.
Why? Because she saw the beauty in giving. I said she saw the beauty in giving.
Yeah. Praise God.
Lord.
Yes,
God.
She did.
Praise
Amen.
Your Lord.
Amen.
Yes, it's
yes,
beautiful.
She did. Yes.
Some of her last days, she was up in that hospital. I went up there to see her. Brother Danny, several times. Her mind was going, Alzheimer's. Her mind was leaving her. Whew. She was still just as sharp as ever when it came to the things of the Lord.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Sure was.
Yeah. That's right.
That's
right.
Thank God.
Oh, God. Oh, God, Earl.
Yes.
I go by that graveyard out there quite frequently when I'm mowing yards. Me and Michelle, I was out there a while back. I said, I stopped by and see Sister Barb's grave. Amen.
Yeah.
that woman made an impact on my life.
Sure
did. I said, that woman made an impact on my life. She taught me the beauty of giving, amen. She taught me the beauty of putting God first above everything else, and God will work it out, amen.
That's right.
Oh, God. Amen. Let us be disciplined. Let us make an offering unto the Lord and give Him our life that's beautiful in the eyes of God. Stay with me in this house. I'm done.
Thank you, Lord.
I preach longer tonight than I usually do.
Thank you, mighty God.
And I come to tell you, church.
Thank you, Jesus.
There, who are the beautiful people? You're the beautiful people. It ain't the couple girls. It ain't them New York magazine covers.
That's right.
And all this Hollywood and models and supermodels and all that stuff that's always half made up.
Nobody.
You know, I read somewhere they said all these pictures you see on magazines and stuff of all these pretty women and pretty men and all that kind of stuff. Amen. They say they're all photoshopped, or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Doctor,
that's not even what they look like. I wonder what they can make me look like. Well, they can make me, even me look good.
It's all vanity, vanity, vanity.
I can help you.
We was up there playing the other day, and I had one of the boys said, Dad, what's going on up here? I said, Hudson, my hair's falling out. Falling out, he said. He said, you got a ball spot. I said, thank you. That's for reminding me. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, but all that stuff ain't beautiful, Brother Daniel. I'm looking at a bunch of beautiful people here.
Amen.
I'm looking at a beautiful people that have their hand raised and worship God. That's beautiful.
Praise the Lord.
I'm looking at families that say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's beautiful. Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, yes. I'm looking at some people that say, I'm going to pray and I'm going to put God first. I'm going to worship. I'm going to serve Him in the beauty of holiness. I'm going to learn how to give and put God first and above everything else. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hardships come. Don't let it be the first thing you do is hold back on God.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You give to God. You push. You put Him first. You stand back and see the salvation
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Watch it. Yeah.
You stand back and watch. I'm reminded of a story. I thought it was Brother Gabbard. Correct me if I'm wrong. Had that fellow in his church that he preached. He preached and said, buddy, you put God first, you know. And paid his tithes, and he always lived right, and he done good, and then cattle come down with some kind of disease, and come to find out, whoever, you know, what is it, the meat inspectors, they found they was going to make him put down that whole herd, make him put down all them cows. He's going to lose everything he had. He come to that old preacher, said, preacher, I'm going to lose everything I got. I'm going to lose everything I got. Man, I'm going to lose everything. He said, I want to ask you a question. Have you tithed? Have you given the Lord? Have you done your all for God? He said, oh, yes. I've done my best. Amen. I've given. I've done to God. He said, all right. Amen. Then he went over to Malachi. You can look it up. What is it? Chapter number 3.
Yeah.
Down there after said, will a man rob God? How can you rob God with these tithes and offers? He said, go down and said, prove me. Prove me. Amen. And he said, if there be any curse thing, I'll rebuke the curse. Hallelujah. For your sake. Amen. So Brother Gabbard said, let's go out there and let's pray over them cattle. And they prayed and they said, oh God, this man has done everything you've commanded in your word to do. Amen. He's done what you said. And you said you'd rebuke the curse. And we pray right now. And they prayed over that field of cattle. They said, oh God, would you rebuke this curse?
Yes.
They come back because they was getting ready to come to test all them cattle. One or two of them was sick, so they figured the whole herd had it. And they come back and they tested all them cattle. Not one more of them had that disease. Hallelujah. God rebuked the curse. God rebuked the curse. Woo, about to feel the Holy Ghost. About to feel like shouting. Amen. Hey, I come to tell you, God rebuked the curse. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Are you beautiful people? Do you want to give yourself 100% to God? Let's find this an altar here tonight. Don't let the devil tell you you're not important. Don't let the devil tell you nobody cares. Don't let the devil tell you that church down there. Don't let it get you unsatisfied. Hey, but satisfaction, amen, is beautiful in the eyes of the Lord. Don't let the devil steal your joy. But keep God and put God first in your life.
Come on, Lord, help me.
Striving for a future, building dreams. the saints are beautiful in the eyes of the Lord.
Thank you.